Blackstone Publishing presents My 60 Years on the Plains, Trapping, Trading, and Indian Fighting by W.T. Hamilton. This book is read by Traber Burns. The Western Mountaineer. In writing this book, the author had only one end in view, that of relating in a simple way his experiences as a mountaineer. In these days, when such experiences are fast becoming a thing of the past, the story is of special interest. The mountaineers as a class were unique. Life itself had little value in their estimation. They were pushing, adventurous, and fearless men who thought nothing of laying down their lives in the service of a friend, or often, it might be, only as a matter of humanity. Theirs was a brotherhood in which one man's life was entirely at the service of any of its members, regardless of friendship or even of acquaintanceship. Equipped with nothing but their skill and endurance, a few ponies, a gun or two, and provisions enough to last them for the day, they set out to make their way through a vast wilderness that held all the terrors of the unknown. They became self-reliant and encountered obstacles only to overcome them with a dash and courage which amaze and delight us. Mr. William T. Hamilton is a living example of this type of men. He is now in his 83rd year and is still in full possession of his acute intellect. He is a general favorite wherever he is known and is familiarly styled Uncle Bill. He spent his whole life, from the time he was 20, on the plains and is an authority on Indian life and customs. He was also acknowledged by all to be the greatest sign talker on the plains, either Indian or white, and was able to converse with all tribes. All Indian tribes use the same signs, though speaking a different language. Sign talking among Indians will soon be a lost art, for the present generation is not handing its knowledge down to its children. In 1882, while Mr. Hamilton was a witness in the Star Root trial in Washington, the Smithsonian Institution endeavored to photograph these signs, but with indifferent success. The author has been extremely modest in describing the Indian fights, stating only the simple facts. These simple facts accentuate the valor and intrepidity of the trappers when brought to bay by hostile tribes. His story also gives, for the first time, an account of 3 years of the life of the great scout and mountaineer Bill Williams, one of the prominent figures in the early history of the plains. To the efforts of these heroes, we owe the great advances civilization has made in the West. They reclaimed this vast and valuable territory.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?